You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Crime Think. Doublespeak. 2 + 2 = 5. You've probably heard at least one of those terms. They all come from George Orwell's novel 1984. Since its publication more than 60 years ago, Orwell's vision of power run amok has never seemed dated. What a Do Theater in Springfield will open its fall season tonight with Robert Owen's stage adaptation of 1984. As WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports, the director says it's the right play for both the season and the times.
The characters of 1984 live in a fictional state called Oceania. It includes what used to be England. In What a Do Theater's production, a disembodied voice speaks to three workers as they arrive at the office.
Attention, comrades. This morning, three spies confessed to being members of the Goldstein Brotherhood of Traitors. This afternoon, at 1700 hours, they will be hanged in Victory Square. All party members are invited to attend.
The drawn and sickly employees strain to keep up as the voice tells them to exercise, and whoever's talking is also watching.
Hugh Smith, number 6079. Comrade Winston Smith, you can do better than that. Your hands are barely reaching your knees. You're not trying.
What a Do Theater Executive Artistic Director Randy Wolf says 1984 is the perfect way to open the theater's fall season. For one thing, he says, it's a good Halloween play.
Our concept of this show is has been a suspense action adventure, which is basically what it is. It's very eerie.
But Wolf says he also chose 1984 for its message about the prying eyes of the government and corporations. For example,
what's going on with NSA, the current problems with the Secret Service, common day everything like Facebook, Google, everything is relevant to Big Brother.
Big Brother is the supposed leader of Oceania. He's always watching, people are told, even though they never see him. Protagonist Winston Smith does not love Big Brother, and he's worried it shows. When a young woman named Julia is transferred to his office, Winston thinks she's been sent to spy on him.
I've seen you before, comrade.
What of it? I've seen you. We both work in the same building.
But we do not live in the same building. I've seen you in the street outside my apartment. Why?
I'm not here to be cross-examined, comrade. I'm here to do a job.
It turns out Julia does have a double agenda. She likes Winston. Unfortunately, relationships are not allowed. Joe Deli plays Winston Smith. He says the scenes of violence in the play might be the hardest on viewers, but aren't necessarily the toughest ones to act.
When you play an emotion that's that extreme, you either go full out or you don't go there at all. So I'd say the more challenging material is the philosophical stuff in the beginning and the subtle things that help make the show suspenseful.
There's a certain feeling or emotion that comes with being watched all the time.
Kristen Stelter plays Julia in What a Do's production. She says she has to work to get into that mindset.
I mean, somebody's watching you brush your teeth every morning and get changed and get dressed. And, you know, somebody is just watching you walk down the street. And how does that inform your movements? How does that inform how you react to other people and relationships? Do you form relationships?
And the audience will be watched, too. It starts at the box office, where guards will allow people to buy tickets. Here's director Randy Wolf.
We have two cameras, one on either side of the stage, that will be moving throughout the show, so the audience feels the pressure of being watched the same as the actors.
1984 opens tonight and runs through October 25th at What a Do Theater in Springfield. There's more information on our website, wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.